1983, and got a chance to meet Will McLean one day. And when he walked into the newsroom where I was working, and I remember asking Will, I said, "Well, what songs do you do?" I didn't really know him. And he mentioned "Hold Back the Waters." I went, "I've heard that song." And the rest is history. We had a chance to record him at one of his last live concerts at the Thomas Center in Gainesville, Will McLean and Friends. And I'll tell you, on the stage right now are some friends of Will McLean. They go back a long ways, can tell you a lot of stories that probably need to be written down on paper. And I remember seeing them perform at Will McLean's memorial at the Thomas Center, the very same place. And I fell in love with the music that they do, especially when they sing that Green Turtle song, the Conch Island song. I don't know if you're singing it today, but I love that song. Conch Island, are you doing that today by any chance? But I know you do a great rendition of that. Like I said, these are a lot of really good friends. They play in a number of other groups as well. They split and play with other groups and duets. And for those of you who are not familiar with them, if you're here for the first time, let me introduce one of the best fiddlers in the state of Florida, Mr. Wayne Martin on the far right down there. And talking about someone who just goes around and plays with everybody, Mr. Dennis Devine, he plays just about every instrument known to man. Sharon Newman on auto harp today. I'm going to be giving up my mic soon, so then I need to introduce the rest. One of my favorite friends and yours, Miss Marianne Danella. Great artist as well. Beautiful artwork. And Sandra Jensen on stand-up bass. And I have to give up my mic, so I'm going to let them finish talking to you. Please put your hands together. Southwind.
Test. Come up a little bit, please. The vocal up a little bit. Vocal up a little bit.
Check.
Well, have you seen my Cindy? She lives way down south. She's so sweet, the honeybee just warm around her mouth. There's apples in the springtime and peaches in the fall. If I can't have my Cindy, I don't want no one at all. Now get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. We're Southwind.
We think.
We got Sharon on the auto harp, Marianne on the guitar, and Sandra with the bass and a mic.
And Dennis Devine and Wayne Martin.
Who plays with everyone, whether they want
him
or not.
Last time I saw my Cindy, she was standing at the door. Her shoes and stockings in her hand, her little bare feet on the floor. I'm going down to the railroad track, gonna take my rocking chair. If I can't rock these blues away, I'm gonna rock away from here. Now
get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday.
Thank you.
all.
Thank you.
Sandra has just written a song, and it's quite a lovely one. It's about the old Red Level Church, which is not there anymore, up near the Hollins Ranch. Is that right, Sandra?
It's actually in Red Level. It's between Crystal River and Inglis, in a little settlement that was called Red Level. There used to be a lot of families that lived in that area, and I was fortunate enough to go to that church. And when I was a girl growing up, and it was wonderful. This is. There's a church in the memory of my childhood. It stood four square and plain. Its steeple stretched up to the blue summer sky. It was there that I learned how to sing. And the songs poured out through the windows in harmonies rich and clear. Precious memories and sweet by and by from that old Red Level Church so dear. In summer there were cake and ice cream socials, picnics and hay rides in the fall. But the all-day singing and dinner on the grounds was the time that I loved most of all. And the songs poured out through the windows in harmonies rich and clear. Precious memories and sweet by and by from that old Red Level Church so dear. It was there we shared our joys and sorrows, gave thanks for blessings from above. They always made me feel like family. I felt safe in the arms of their love. And the songs poured out through the windows in harmonies rich and clear. Precious memories and sweet by and by from that old Red Level Church so dear. Precious memories.
No? Okay. Come on.
The years have swiftly flown. Many loved ones have gone. Their memory I still recall. But that old Red Level Church, whitewashed and plain, is now just a picture on the wall.
And the songs poured out through the windows in harmonies rich and clear. Precious memories and sweet by and by from that old Red Level Church so dear. Precious memories, how they linger.
That's my favorite part. I was just in a hurry to get there.
Thank you very much. Talk, she says talk. Everybody else moved to be flat. Okay. Well, this has been a wonderful festival, and I'd like to have you all join with me in appreciation to this hardworking, undersung, underpraised sound people, please. They do a wonderful job.
Also, Uncle Ray has passed, and there's going to be a 5:30 service in the chapel, or just a gathering to remember him in the tower, I mean. So anyone that knew him, please come.
Here's the Don Grooms. Well, the first time that I saw her, she was asking me for a ride. She said with a grin, try anything, friend, I'll take away your masculine pride. Cause I grew up hard and early, equal to any man. A little trick I picked up while growing up tough on the backside of Birmingham. And she said, don't you call me no Southern Belle, cause that ain't what I am. I'm a well-known street fighter from the backside of Birmingham. Well, we drove around this country, she told me about her life. Said she didn't want to be no man's woman, she'd be no man's wife. Just to walk barefoot in the country, doing the best she can. A little trick she picked up while growing up tough on the backside of Birmingham. She said, don't you call me no Southern Belle, cause that ain't what I am. I'm a well-known street fighter from the backside of Birmingham. Well, the next time that I saw her, she had her own house and land.
Sure did.
That she won in a high-stakes poker game from a Louisiana gambling man. Said she'd set me up in business, the 80-20 plan. A little trick she picked up while growing up tough on the backside of Birmingham. But she said, don't you call me no Southern Belle, cause that ain't what I am. I'm a well-known street fighter from the backside of Birmingham. Well, I said, thank you for your offer, but stick it in your ear. I won't accept your offer, but I will buy you a beer. Cause I know what you are doing, I understand your kind. A little trick I picked up while growing up tough in the hills of Caroline. She said, don't you call me no Southern Belle, cause that ain't what I am. I'm a well-known street fighter from the backside of Birmingham. Yeah, I'm a well-known street fighter from the backside of Birmingham.
Thank you very much. Well, we're all complaining about the high cost of living. Sharon's going to add a little more to it. The complaining, that is.
Yeah. She used to live out of her suitcase. Now she's got an Eddie Bauer Explorer SUV. She used to have a little shell shop, you know, so seashells and gifts and stuff on the beach, but... Then she went into something more meaningful. She's now a real estate broker.
You could come up with something better than that. Jeez.
Yeah. So she's going to tell you about the hard times. You know, it's hard times.
Oh, the landlord wants his money and the grocery bill is due. My pocketbook is getting less and boy, I'm telling you. My clothes are getting ragged and my shoes are getting thin. Just lend an ear and you will hear the awful fix I'm in. It's a high, high, high cost of living. Oh, tell me what a working girl can do. It's a high, high, high cost of living. I'm in the red and feeling mighty blue. There's no T-bone steak at our house, no more chocolate pie. We can't afford these luxuries, the prices are too high. I used to drive a Cadillac until the other day. I had to trade the darn thing off and get a Model A.
SUV.
It's the high, remote high, control. High cost of living. Oh, tell me what a working
sunroof
girl can do. It's the high, high, high cost of living. I'm in the red and feeling mighty blue. I used to gas the car up with an old $10 bill, and now it takes my paycheck and it's going higher still.
Put it on my Visa.
A simple glass of water was fit to drink and free.
That check or debit?
And now the water from my well is just a memory.
It's the high, high, high cost of living. Oh, tell me what a working girl can do. It's the high, high, high cost of living. I'm in the red and feeling mighty blue. It's the high, high, high cost of living. Oh, tell me what a working girl can do. It's the high, high, high cost of living.
Thanks.
Just had two more closings last week, so I don't hear her blues anymore.
I wanted every... Oh, we got one more song, and I wanted to show everyone what a beautiful set we have made by Marianne's grandkids and friends.
Yeah, well, we don't just make regular set lists. You know, we either wilt them or, you know, quilt them or Old English them. You know, it's a whole art form just coming up with a list with this group.
We thank Alex and Crystal for that.
If you know the chorus on this one, do it with us. Well, when I was a little bitty girl just up off the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month and or so. We had chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was the big old feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 40 little geese, took a whole boat of cloth for the chick. It'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy that we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, after supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks spit and chew. Granny'd talk about the farm and the war, and Daddy'd sing about it or two. I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 47 geese, took a whole boat of cloth for the tip. It'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy that we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. Went fishing with my uncle, wrestled with my cousin, and even kissed Aunt Lou. If we ought to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said that I'd trade them all, plus the boy down the road, for the big old feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Made from the feathers of 47 geese, took a whole boat of cloth for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy that we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.